Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of the industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of a client-based business. All so you can take away sound advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner, all on your own terms. So let's dive in. Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Female Empowered Podcast. I am your host, Krista Gurka. And today I really love this topic. So we're going to talk about sales strategies for small boutique fitness owners. And I have also prepared a great PDF that you can follow along with. And I will go ahead and link that PDF up in the show notes. So if you want to grab it later, you can basically have like a cheat sheet of what we discussed today. And let me clear my throat a little bit. What we're basically going to be diving into today are the principles of one of the best books on sales that I've ever read, which is Go Giver, Sell More. It's part of the Go Giver series. Excuse me. And we're going to really deep dive and explore how these principles can be applied specifically to your unique small business. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this topic was because I think sales gets a bad rap. And at least I know for me specifically, it did for a long time because I was not comfortable. I'm going to do this in air quotes if you're not watching me on YouTube. Selling, right? I thought of it as selling myself. I thought of it as choose me, pick me, work with me. And if I was selling to someone, I was asking them to give something of themselves to me that they would never get back. Okay. And especially when I first started, I was doing primarily physical therapy. And so in that realm, I really felt badly, again, in air quotes, because I thought maybe, oh, people need to get better and I'm selling them on stuff. And then I realized, you know, my husband said to me at one point, he's been in sales. He doesn't do that anymore, but he's been in sales for a long time. And he said to me, you know, everyone's always selling something. You're selling why you're better than, or why they should go to you versus PT clinic number three, or why they should work with you over PT number two in your own clinic. It's not a matter of, you know, selling doesn't have to be, it always gets this bad connotation of being sleazy and things of that nature. And this book, Go Giver, Sell More, is a really, really great idea. And it really resonated with me because it's how I like, and again, I'm going to say this in air quotes, in selling. Okay. I do believe selling is serving, because when you are selling something, you are trading goods or services for something. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's bartering. Sometimes it's time. Sometimes it's in kind, meaning in kind is like, you know, they give you a bunch of smoothies that you can sell and you're giving them, you know, your services or your products as well. So it does not have to have this icky feeling to it, right? And I think that the more that we get comfortable in articulating the value of what it is that we are offering and building connections, right? Connecting over convincing, it's become really so easy for me, because one, I'm very confident in the skills in both in coaching and in my mentorship programs. I've been around the block. And also in my services as a physical therapist, I'm a good PT and I'm a great Pilates instructor. And I know that I can help people. And the other thing that I've learned over the years is that if I cannot help someone, or if I don't think I'm the best person to work with them, I can refer them to someone who I think is. Okay. So it took me a while to get here, but let me not ramble on. Why not ramble on? Okay. So one of the things that I really, really loved about Go Give Yourself More is that it really kind of talks about this refreshing approach that emphasizes the power of giving, not taking, the power of giving, right? Hence go givers and providing value, right? It really talks about how we have to shift our focus from getting to giving. Right. So part of the process is we're giving something, but everyone focuses on the getting. And if you focus on the giving, if you focus on the giving, you will skyrocket your results. And it will also feel differently internally with you. So my focus when it comes to selling has always been more about connecting over convincing, like I said, building relationships over burning bridges. Right. That's really how I feel the most comfortable in when it comes to that trading services, right? I also think this is a game changer for a lot of small businesses, especially women-owned businesses, okay? Big, large corporations, they have a vast amount of resources. They have established brand names. They have, teams of salespeople. Small businesses have a unique advantage over big businesses is that we can really, really build those connections directly, okay, directly with the buyer. And so it really aligns perfectly with is what we do, which is really in the end helping people. Okay. So this book talks about a few principles, just like Pilates has principles, right? So the first principle that's outlined in the book is understanding your true worth. So what is your true inherent value, and what is your true worth? And it's important for us to understand that our true worth is determined by how much value we bring to others. Now, let me go back a little bit on that. So, this is not your self-worth, okay? Your self-worth is not tied at all to the value that you bring to your clients. I just want to tell you that. I'm a fabulous Pilates instructor, but I'm also a way more fabulous individual. Okay. And so my self-worth is no longer tied to whether or not people work with me, which is why I don't believe, price based on your worth, because I don't, you're worthy no matter what. Okay. So we can leverage in the small business world, especially in the service-based business world, we can leverage this principle by focusing on the needs and desires of our ideal customer. Okay. We can format, we can deliver very tailored solutions and go that extra mile to really exceed expectations. So, let me give you a few examples of how this really works. So, let's say you have a business owner that is a baker. Let's take that because I love the book, The E-Myth Revisited, and the whole fable talks about a woman who is going out to start her own bakery. Okay. So let's say this woman's name's Sarah. Let's say she owns bakery. She practices knowing her own worth by taking the time to truly understand her customers' needs and preferences. So let's say a couple comes in to buy a wedding cake. She can, because she's a small business, she can really go above and beyond and maybe search on their Facebook page and see maybe where they got engaged or where they had their first date. And she can customize a design that aligns really perfectly with who they are. Okay. So by providing this exceptional service, she goes above and beyond. Right. And then as a result, this couple not only buys her cake, but then she's like, they tell all of their other engaged friends about Sarah as well. Okay. Or let's take another example. Let's take, this is one of the reasons that I decided to work with like my graphic designer who happens to be my VA. Okay. So say you're a graphic designer and you get a pitch or proposal to work with a company, maybe a Pilates studio, right? So by going the extra mile and maybe again, looking online, seeing what kind of things are on my website, and by taking additional steps to like incorporating my logo into the presentation, incorporating my brand colors, and sometimes the buyer doesn't even realize it. It's on a subconscious level. But by setting themselves up as a true innovator and having like your best interest at heart as the business owner, then not only will I use, and this happened with me, not only do I use Sarah as my virtual assistant now, I refer her to everybody that I know. All right. So again, using your true worth, because you as a small business owner really have that one-on-one connection with the clients directly, that you can infuse certain little, like certain, what's the word, personalizations into that proposal that will really help you. Okay. So now, the next principle in Go Give or Sell More is what we call the law of compensation, or what they call the law of compensation. It talks about what they're talking about here with this law is that our income, right, what we take in is determined by how many people we serve and how well we serve them. I mean, that's pretty simple, right? How many people you serve and how well we serve them. So this is learning how to embrace the power of referrals and word of mouth marketing. And if you ask most people in small businesses, this is true for us specifically with Pilates in the Grove, word of mouth and customer referrals is our number one referral source over Google, over search engine, over ads. So the more we can provide consistent, exceptional value, the more we can understand and listen to and really give our customers what they want, the more they will turn into raving fans. And then they will become brand advocates for your brand, for my brand, and just basically start to spread the word about our businesses. Okay. So let me give you a couple examples about this. So let's say you own a boutique fitness studio, like a bar class, a bar studio. Okay. If you focus on delivering exceptional service to your clients, creating not only a great workout, but an experience of truly memorable experience by, let's say, doing things like offering modifications in your class, like so that a bunch of levels can come into the class and like Jane can be doing one with one little modification and another person can be doing one with another little modification. It creates a supportive and inclusive atmosphere. Thus, advanced clients feel like their needs are being met, and maybe people that have need modifications feel like they're being met, and they feel a sense of belonging to your community. So when they feel like this great customer service and they feel included, and they then will become passionate customers and raving fans, and they'll start to spread the news about your business and your bar studio. And oh yeah, you can go to Lisa's studio. It's great. She really takes care of all of us. So that is a great way to understand how you can impact the law of compensation. So think of how can you make everyone feel inclusive and as part of your community. Okay. Another way that you can do this is by having really top-notch equipment, cleaning the equipment, making sure that it's, above board, making sure that you're hiring the best instructors. That does a lot for customer retention. Okay. Again, creating that welcoming and inclusive environment. Maybe having oranges or apples at the end of class, maybe having, towels, like wet towels, like for yoga, eucalyptus, things of that nature. They talk about it's more than just the class, and it's really an experiment. Okay. Experience, right? So those positive word of mouth referrals will keep driving your name and your reach within the community. Okay. And then that really boosts your word of mouth marketing, which it's not directly free because you're Well, it is free. It's basically free because they're paying you to do your services, and you are, in turn, providing such a high value that they're going out and telling more people. And so, a lot of people are always asking us, like, "What can I do for a referral?" Honestly, the best way to have a referral program is treat your customers like they are kings and queens. Okay, like they are the most important things in the world. Learn people's names, call out their names, maybe know their birthdays, maybe give them special treats. Oh, hey, you know what? I saw this and I know that you really like pink. And so I'm going to give you the pink one, right? Compliment their outfits. Little things like that go a really, really long way in providing a really, really exceptional experience for all of your customers. And then really, they just go out and tell more people. All right. So now we're going to come to the next principle. So we had knowing your worth, law of compensation. Now we have law of influence, right? So owners in the law of influence, we, because in small business, we have the opportunity to personally connect with our customers. So even though that I'm not seeing a lot of clients at Pilates in the Grove anymore, when I'm there, I'm always saying hi to people. I'm always asking them how their grandkids are, how their kids are, how are they doing? And so by genuinely caring about my customer success and well-being, we really establish strong relationships. And relationship building is one of the biggest powerful drivers in customer retention and growth for small businesses. I firmly believe that this connection and this deep sense of community and belonging is one of the reasons that we were able to stay financially solvent during COVID, because people knew us and they liked us and they trusted us and they felt connected to us and a connection of a community. So let me give you a couple examples from like a physical therapy practice, for example. So let's say Amy owns a small boutique physical therapy studio. Okay. If she goes above and beyond standard physical therapy sessions by taking the time to genuinely connect with her customers, like let's say her customer, you know, Bob is recovering from like a shoulder injury. And she knows that Bob is really excited about his grandson's bar mitzvah and that Bob wants to be able to hoist his grandson up in the chair for the chora. And this is a really important thing. So by listening attentively to things, again, the story behind the story and talking about their goals and being able to say, we are going to get you to be able to lift your grandson up in that chair and be part of that cultural tradition, really allows her to build these genuine connections with her customers. And then Bob is going to refer his wife and then his grandkid, maybe, who plays a sport, and their colleagues and everything like that. And it really creates a positive impact. And again, another referral source. Okay. So the other way that they can do it is, like, let's say you have a student or a athlete, but it's a sport that maybe you're not that familiar with. If you take the time to educate yourself on that particular sport, and then in turn shows them that you can maybe show up for their sporting event that they've come back from, or really give them very specific training on that very specific role that they play on their sports team, it allows you to create a really deep level of influence and get great testimonials, get great referrals, and again, allows you to thrive in your community as the expert, okay? So you can influence not only your current customers, but your future customers by how these current customers talk about you within the community, all right? Building building genuine relationships and partnerships with your clients and other people in the community. Okay. And then the last law that they talk about in this book is the law of authenticity. There is so many people out there that are fakes and phonies. Okay. There really are. If you look on Instagram and social, there's a bunch of people spewing a lot of bullshit that they have no right to be spewing. They are people that are not knowledgeable enough, but listen, the common consumer doesn't necessarily know that. So be authentic. Okay. We can inject our own personalities into our business, but be authentic with that. Like, for example, if I came on here and I always had a full face of makeup and my hair done well, because I thought that that's how business mentors and strategists were supposed to show themselves and show up, I would not be being authentic. This is me. Okay. This is me. I curse a little bit. I'm very casual. I'm sitting in my office. I don't even know if I've brushed my hair this morning, if you're watching me on YouTube, but this is who I am. And the more I have learned to step into my authenticity, the more I stay true to myself and my core beliefs. And then I'm going to attract more people that are like me. And that's okay if I detract people that are not like me. By detracting people or saying who you are not for, it's actually very powerful too. You attract more people that want to work with you that are more like-minded, and they become easier to work with. Okay. So let's say, for example, you own a Pilates studio, right? Let's say, for example, you own a Pilates studio. If you stay true to yourself and you want to have a lot of mindfulness and you want to have a lot of holistic beliefs and incense and meditation, and you stay true to that, you will attract people that want that. But if that's not who you are and you think the woo-woo is just something you're supposed to do, it will come through as being inauthentic. So don't make that part of your like selling proposition. Don't make that part of your ethos, so to speak, right? Authenticity attracts like-minded individuals who will resonate with your mission. Okay. It sets you apart from impersonal, like corporate entities and big businesses and people that don't understand those, right? So this all kind of goes back to personalizing the experience, creating genuine, I keep saying general, creating genuine connections between you and your customers. These all result in increased sales, positive word of mouth referrals, positive testimonials, and a strong connection to your studio and community. Okay, so to recap, we have understand what your true value and worth is. Like, where are you in the marketplace and what can you truly, truly provide to your customers that maybe somebody else cannot, right? You have the law of compensation, which means the more people you can create positive experiences for and the more people you can serve, the more your income will be. All right. You have the law of influence, right? Because you can influence one person who will then allow you to influence several by the impact you have on that one person. And the law of authenticity. None of these things talk about directly, except for maybe the law of compensation, asking for money. It's like, what are the binary things that you can do that will increase sales without even talking about money? Okay. It's about providing, creating an amazing experience, a connection with your people that will then allow them to go out and tell everyone in the community, oh, you got to go to Pilates in the Grove, right? They're really welcoming. They're super inviting. I feel very, it's a judgment-free zone if that's what you want your model to be. If you want your model to be like, oh my gosh, you've got to go to SLT. It's such a hardcore workout. I love it. The music is great. The instructors are great. Then step into that and your brand, right? And that's where, again, knowing who you are, knowing what your why is, knowing what your core value is, everything stems from that. Everything stems from that. Okay. It's exhausting to be putting out services that don't align with who you are and trying to attract everyone. It's easier, ultimately less expensive and more successful and sustainable to be attracting people that are like-minded, that are going to automatically resonate with what you are selling and who you are as a business owner. So I hope that this episode resonated with you. It's one way to look at sales and sales strategies differently, right? Focusing on the giving rather than the getting. And I really think you're selling memorable experiences and creating long-lasting impact, which is what most of us want out of owning our own businesses, besides a little profit in our pocket. All right. So if you're interested too, go grab Go Give or Sell More. If you're interested in grabbing this PDF that I created about all the things we spoke about, you can check it out in the show notes. I'll also link it over on Instagram or on my website where it'll have the podcast episode page. And until next time, my friends, have a great one. Bye for now. Hey there. Thanks so much for listening today. But before you go, could I ask you to take a minute? Okay, so maybe like 2 minutes, and leave me an honest review about the podcast. It really does help me get this podcast in front of more women in healthcare, wellness, and fitness, and also really lets me know that I'm actually sharing information you all like to listen to. Thanks again, and catch you all on the next episode.